Wake me up, wake me up. Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
I think we've agreed here that if Nikki spoke English occasionally, it'd be useful.
Maybe you should go your ears checked.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Damn it.
And congratulations, because we crowned our Coast Factor winner out of
it. We did.
So much talent on the stage.
Yeah, it really was incredible. We had third place. We had Charlie Jones from South Bunbury. Well done to Charlie. Christy McGarrity came in second from Medora Bay. And first place, singing her version of House of the Rising Sun, it was Persia Najafzadeh.
Go tell your children not to do it. Stand your line, sin and misery in the house of the rising sun.
That was a strong performance.
That was incredible. I mean, perfect, really.
Nikki and DeMello's
very, very
weird world.
All right, now today's dose of weirdness is also a cleaning hack.
Okay.
Because I like to be helpful.
I love cleaning hacks.
Okay, well, I like to be helpful every now and then. Don't look at me so strangely.
It is an odd change for you.
Okay. So I feel like I owe you something.
Yeah,
that's
thanks.
What it comes down to. A lady's posted on Twitter, right, with her solution to the age-old problem of scorch marks on your iron. You know, they get
on your
dirty.
Iron or on your clothes?
No, on the iron itself. So the iron gets dirty, and then if you iron your clothes with the dirty iron,
I feel like I've not used my iron enough.
Well, sometimes if you iron the wrong stuff, sometimes it kind of melts on it and it gets stuck to the base of it. So apparently, if you rub a paracetamol tablet over the bottom of the iron while it's on,
what?
Clean.
Although so what, you crush it up or you just rub, you hold the tablet?
Well, it's got to be on hot and you've got it. She suggests using tongs.
Okay.
Yeah. Because otherwise it would probably be more useful to swallow it to deal with your third degree burns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouchie.
So please note that. Please don't just go.
Okay.
Yeah. But there you go.
Probably
try that.
Not helpful for me when I don't actually do my ironing.
Clearly. I'll try and come up with something more relevant.
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Give it up for Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ex-One Directioner Louis Tomlinson's sister has been found dead at her London home after a suspected heart attack. The 18-year-old aspiring fashion designer collapsed in her apartment late last week and paramedics were unable to resuscitate her. The tragedy comes less than 3 years after Tomlinson's mother died of leukemia. Poor guy. Tough time at the moment for him. A Californian mum is suing Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin for $700 billion. That's right. I said $1 billion for their roles in the college bribery scam that was unveiled last week.
Anyone spell frivolous lawsuit?
That is nuts. The mother claims her son maintained a 4.2 high school GPA. I'm assuming that's good.
Yep.
But was still rejected by many of the colleges implicated in the scam. She says, my only child was denied access to a college not because he failed to work and study hard enough, but because wealthy individuals felt that it was okay to lie, cheat, steal and bribe their children's way into a good college.
Look, I get it. I understand.
She has a good point, but
absolutely.
Does she really think she has been hard done by $700 billion?
This is not the court case. This is going to prove the point.
No. Anyway, Katy Perry has said she's down to collaborate with Taylor Swift during a recent interview with Entertainment Tonight.
What about the rumors that Katy Perry and Taylor Swift could make music together?
I mean, I'm making music with Zed. I'm open. Open.
Okay.
She's open, that's for sure. Fans have recently speculated that Perry and Swift are making new music together after burying the hatchet last year. And The Sopranos is coming back in the form of a movie.
Now, that's exciting, but not everyone's still with us.
No. So the film is going to be hitting theatres ahead of the awards season September 25, 2020, and it's been named Newark. It's rumoured to be set during the Newark riots in 1967. It was previously announced that Michael Gandolfini, son of the late James, will be playing a young Tony Soprano. So there you go. Keeping it in the family.
Like it. The one to look out for. So what's it going to be called? Newark.
Newark.
Okay.
2020, it's coming out.